my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. If you're new, then welcome. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I help others love and discover themselves to reach their highest potential. And if you're returning, then welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to get into this episode. Today, we are talking all about reclaiming your power. So, of course, the month of January, it's all about reclaiming your life, reclaiming yourself, and creating that reclamation action plan. But today, specifically, we're going to dive in a little deeper on reclaiming that power for yourself. And the first questions I want to ask you are, how do you know? How do you know that you've given away your power? What are some ways that you've seen yourself become powerless? And why? What was the benefit of that? What did you gain in return? For me, I had to take a really good step back because it's a lot to try to process everything from the top of your head. And so this is why it's really good just to have a little notebook handy where you can write this stuff out and you can organize it and you can place it where it belongs. So for me, I had to look at my patterns. I had to look at why was it that I wasn't receiving what I wanted. And without a doubt, I could pinpoint over and over again a consistent pattern that I was giving away my power to say no. The power to say no. No is a very powerful word. No means that you do not have access. No means I do not agree. No means that I am not identifying with what you are placing upon me. No means you are taking power, ownership, responsibility, and care with yourself because you know what you will and will not tolerate. And so for me, over the last decade, giving away my power to say no was always a blockage for me. So with that, you have to look at the way that you give away your power. Is it by not saying no? Is it by distracting yourself from a deeper issue that you are wanting to not confront? Is there some blockage? Is there some type of belief that you have that keeps you from really standing firm within yourself, with being authentic? Because that's the true power. The true power is your authenticity, who you are at your core, your values, your morals, your beliefs, what you believe about yourself, your self-worth. So all of these things are what create your power. So it's important to start with that. Ask yourself first, what is it that I am not in alignment with for myself? Where am I not being honest with myself? Why am I not being authentic for myself? And sometimes it feels a little bit uncomfortable to even think that we have been inauthentic. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're being an imposter, that you're being something that you're not, that you're being fake, that you're being deceitful. It's not necessarily always that. Sometimes it is due to a fear that may have been ingrained at a very early age that you didn't get the chance to develop authority over yourself. You didn't get a chance to actively say, this is not for me. Maybe you did not get that opportunity as a child. And it can be very, very difficult if you don't know what that really looks like. If you don't know for yourself, if you haven't seen examples growing up of someone standing in their truth, standing in their power, or maybe you've seen someone abuse their power and become aggressive or take advantage of others or be disrespectful, and that to you makes you feel uncomfortable, and so you move away from anything that resembles that. But I am here to tell you that that is not you. That is not what true power is. That is an act of being a coward. That is an act of not taking responsibility for your life. That is not you. And that is not you moving forward. So sometimes it can go either or direction. And so I want you to understand that it's not because you are a bad person or that you're just, you know, not knowledgeable about anything. There's a lot of deeply ingrained limited beliefs and fears that many people have, and it can be very difficult to overcome if you don't know the right way to approach it. And that's why I want us to break this limitation right here, right now. But first, you have to ask yourself, what is it that you keep doing? What is the pattern that you're creating? What is the habit that your brain has learned over time that says this is the way you handle things? How do you deal with confrontation? Have you been made to feel guilty as a form of manipulation to do something for another person? This is all a form of conditioning. Conditioning for you to not have power. Conditioning for others to have power over you. And when you realize that, when you realize that this is all but an illusion, this is all but just smoke and mirrors to try to make you become weaker within yourself, when you realize that, it's almost like this light bulb goes off. Like, what? Oh, I don't think so. Like, you've been here, you've been the good person, you've been trying to bend over backwards for everyone else, or maybe you've been the people pleaser, maybe you haven't been able to speak up for yourself or stand up for yourself. And I want you to know that that is due to conditioning. It's not because you are a low value person by any means. Despite what the world receives from you, I know that you have an inner strength that is extremely powerful. You just have to learn how to marry that with the way that you express yourself when it comes to keeping your power. And so sometimes when we're going through this process of trying to reclaim our power, we will do a pendulum effect where we will begin from a very low point of taking so much from other people, taking it. And when we come to the realization that we're tired, we're intolerable, we've reached our limitation on what we can give, we go the complete opposite direction and we block off all things that resemble anything that took power away from us. And so we go back and forth and we swing in this pendulum effect. And you may go through this, but my goal is to help us to learn some really good, effective, healthy ways so that we can be true with standing in our power. And it starts from within and not focused so much on the outside, focusing on what someone else is doing to us, what someone is saying to us, what someone is saying about us. All of those things are illusions. When we focus on what someone says about us, what someone thinks about us, do they like us, do they not like us? When we begin to focus on the external feedback, which may not always be accurate because not everyone is the best communicator, when we realize this is where our power begins to decline. Not because it's about, oh, don't show someone, you know, what you really think, or don't share with them what you really want, or da, 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 all of that stuff, because that's still being inauthentic. But just having the understanding to know that it's all just an illusion, because what we have already built about the beliefs we have about ourselves, the perception we have about ourselves, has become a filter. And so the messages that we receive, the feedback that we receive, the looks, the words, the sayings, everything is going to first go through that filter, the filter of what we already believe about ourselves. And if it does not sound enormously good to us, if it doesn't sound like, woohoo, you're the best thing in the world, if there's anything that is slightly off from that, and it's coming through a filter of insecurity or low self-worth or low confidence, it's going to feel like rejection because it is a reflection of what we really feel about ourselves. And even if the person is saying something to you that is some type of rejection, if they're rejecting you in some way, this still has nothing to do with you personally. This is again based on their own filter, their beliefs about themselves. They can reject something that is good. You see, they can reject something that is phenomenal because they don't feel worthy of it. So it is very important to not utilize the feedback from others as this way of evaluating your own self and your own worth. We have to disassociate ourselves from the feedback that we receive. We can receive it, we can acknowledge it, and we can let it go. But to not hold on to it as this is the deciding factor of who we really are. No. It is all an illusion. So that's the first step with reclaiming your power back, is to know that you have to first create the proper relationship, image, and positive thoughts about yourself so that you can clear out that filter. You can clear out that filter that you have built over time through the perception you have of yourself. The best way to do this is to write down all of the experiences you've had with other people that have made you feel bad or made you feel powerless. And when you recognize the common denominator of what you gave up, what did you give up in those circumstances of yourself? Even if it's a belief, even if it's a thought, even if it's a goal or dream, why? Why did you give that up? And you can find, without a shadow of a doubt, a common pattern from yourself. And that is when you have that epiphany to know, ah, that was me. Over time, you will realize that all these different people that are surrounding you, all these different experiences and relationships and interactions that you've had, really don't have anything to do with the specific person. They're all the same type of reflective message that you will receive over and over and over again. It's like a bunch of little puppets. It's weird sometimes when you think about it. But they're all puppets reflecting back to you what you feel about yourself. You see, people are multidimensional, but they are also neutral. And the thoughts and beliefs that you have about yourself are going to become reflective when you interact with certain people. Sometimes you might receive different types of information and feedback because everyone has different personalities. But if you notice a consistent pattern over and over and over again with multiple people throughout your life at different times in your life, it wasn't just one time, it wasn't just two times, but over and over and over and over and over again, that is you. And it's not that there's anything wrong with you, there's just a past conditioned pattern that was instilled in you, and it's been there for a long time, and we've got to break that. We've got to let it go. We've got to know what is really best for ourselves. So I hope that you are at this point in your life where you have reached this level of knowing, I deserve more than this. If you are at this point where you are saying, I deserve more than this, that is when the magic comes in. And that's when you know you are ready to reclaim your power. When you are in the stage that everyone keeps doing this to me, everyone keeps doing this to me, why can't I catch a break? Why am I being treated like this? Why me? Why me? Why me? When you're stuck in the victim stage, you're not ready to reclaim your power because you haven't realized the power that you've given away. So I want us to take a moment to digest that, and we'll be right back after this brief message. Hello, my beautiful love tribe. Welcome back. We're getting right back into this episode of Reclaiming Your Power. So we've already established, how do we lose our power, right? We've learned that it's really not about the other people. It's really about us. It's really about what we tolerate, what we say yes and no to. So I want you to now transition and to shift your mind into focusing on what is it that you no longer want to tolerate and why? What has it taken away from you? What has it costed you? When we say yes, we are always saying no to something else. So the yeses that you said, the yeses that you've given away, when it wasn't always in alignment with your truth, what did it cost you? What did you give away? What did you receive in return? Was it just lessons? Was it something of value? Did you gain anything from that? It can be so frustrating to feel powerless, but the most powerful thing is that you can take it back the moment you realize that you are worthy of taking it back, because you are. Every new breath is a new opportunity for change. And I know that it feels like a blockage sometimes to move forward. But once you realize that you are truly the writer of your life, you have a lot of control, more than you think that you do. We can't control what happens to us. We can't control other people. We can't control their perceptions. We can't control any of this. But we can control our perception. We can control our reaction. We can control our choices to say yes or no. And that is very powerful in the way that it plays out in our lives. So the number one way to reclaim your power is to get comfortable with saying no. No to what is not true to you. Yes to what is true to you. Sometimes saying yes can be just as hard as saying no. If you have built so much fear that you're not worthy of receiving something, you're not worthy of receiving love, you're not worthy of receiving abundance, it can be difficult to say yes to that. But I want you to know that you are worthy of it. If you are receiving it, if you are being offered that, then that is for you. That is your gift. And you can say no. But why? Say yes to what you truly want for yourself. Accept the luxuries of life. Accept the wonderful things of life. Accept good for yourself. We have adopted such a strange system of acceptance, where we see another person that has the things that they want in life, or they have finally received what it is that they felt that they deserved. They finally said yes to their life, and many people look at them, and because they don't have it, they reject it. They call them selfish, as if all the people that did nothing should have everything that someone has worked really hard for, to receive that as an automatic. No one owes you anything. You owe it to yourself to get out there and receive what it is that you want. We all don't want the same thing. We all don't want to have all the same things, but when we look at other people and we judge them for having a good life or having the things that we really wanted, and we feel that with jealousy, We're really telling ourselves that we deserve more, but we are not worthy of receiving it. So I want us to let that go. So when good comes in your life, accept it, receive it, and know that it is meant for you. The next way to reclaim your power is to begin to remove the things that drain you. Remove the things that tell you that you are not good enough. Remove anything that disrupts your harmony. This can be friends, family, acquaintances, thoughts, beliefs, the things that you follow on social media, the things that you listen to on a regular basis. Feed your mind with inspiration and empowerment and truth. Sometimes we can become over-empowered where we don't actually take the time to look at ourselves from a deep, true perspective. We ignore who we really are. We ignore the things that we don't want to confront. And we try to cover it up and just say that we're perfect when we have so much more work to do. Anything that is over-empowering you and not helping you to really work through your challenges and work through these tough situations, anything that is just a bunch of candy, it doesn't actually sustain you, but it just makes you feel good all the time, but you're not actually growing. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go, or at least balance it. Anything that disempowers you and tells you that you're not good enough or you'll never be able to have X, Y, and Z, or this is your limitation and you'll only stop here. This is your peak and this is the best you'll ever be. Remove that as soon as possible. Anything that just makes you feel less than of yourself must be removed. Because what makes you feel less than of yourself is only things that are less than of you. It's not you that is less than. It is what is not in alignment with yourself. It is what is below you. So it must be removed. Anything that is stagnant, any stagnant energy, anything that is not progressive, it must be removed. Let it go. The next way to reclaim your power is to set higher standards for yourself. You don't have to accept everything that comes your way. You don't have to say yes to everything that comes your way. So set a standard in something, even if it's just one thing, that you won't eat, or you won't do, or you won't think, or you won't share, or you won't contribute towards anything. Set that standard for yourself and stick to it. And the next way to reclaim your power is to commit to yourself. Make that vow to yourself today. What do you promise that you will continue on for yourself? What do you promise that you will no longer do that is sabotaging you? What is it that will put you in your power, and what will you commit to? No matter what comes your way, because things are going to test you. Things are going to shake you, especially if you still have people in your life that, you know, you're not going to just get rid of at the flight of a hat. They're going to need to adapt. They're going to see the change. They're going to notice a difference in you when you are reclaiming your power. And it's not up to them to accept it. It's up to you to stand firm in it. They will adapt or they will leave. But you have no control over that. But you do have control over staying within your power and standing firm. And the more that you do that, the more that you stay consistent, the more that they will create this balance and flow, that this is the new way of life for you. So I want you to take some time today to really think about what it is that you want to take back for yourself. Why have you given away that power? What have others taken away from you? What do you really want for yourself? And just to be strong, to feel confident, to know yourself, to know your worth, to know your value, and to let go of guilt and shame, because the guilt and the shame are the number two things that will lower your self-worth more than anything, and you will continue to punish yourself over and over again, thinking that you deserve that punishment. You did your time. You paid the price. And maybe over time, that whenever you made that mistake, you had already received the consequence from the mistake you made. There's no need to continue to punish yourself over and over and over again by giving away your power. So take back your power today by releasing the guilt, releasing the shame, releasing the fear, and know that you are worthy. Know that there is no longer a need to sabotage yourself, to settle for anything that is below you, to tolerate anything that harms you or disrespects you. Know that you have already completed whatever it is that you feel guilty or shameful about, and it's time to let that go. Release it, and know that it's not a part of you anymore. You are not your past. You are just living life. And we all don't have the manual. We all don't have the script of who we are supposed to be and how we are supposed to live our life directly. We can only look at different things and examples to show us that there are better ways of handling things, but your life is custom made for you. So know what is best for you and live your life accordingly. Okay? Take ownership today. Take responsibility today. Let go of the need to escape, the need to be in denial, the need to lie, any of that. Just let it go. Let it go. Be authentic. Be honest. Own up to any mistakes that you've made and know that they were just lessons learned. They were just here for you to grow, and that's all that it was. And you have the power to stop any bad habits, anything that keeps you of living a life of joy, fulfillment, and purpose, and a life that is filled with love and abundance. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you feel inspired and motivated to reclaim your power back, because you are absolutely worthy of it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember to follow and subscribe. This is Heart Blend Podcast.